Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Bab al-Karami wal-Judi wal-Infaqi fi wujuhi al-Khayri thiqatan billahi ta'ala. The chapter on generosity and magnanimity and spending in good causes with reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala ta'ala, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Allah Ta'ala says that whatever good you spend, He will replace it. Whatever good you spend, He will replace it. When it comes to being generous, when it comes to being kind, when it comes to spending on others, and in spending in good causes, shaitan and nafs gives targhib to a person, gives encouragement to a person, that don't give that money of yours, you may need it in the future, you'll have some need for it. You're not spending it on yourself, you're spending it on someone else. So therefore, shaitan and nafs makes it difficult for a person to spend money. So we see in the ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the most brilliant antidote for this type of poisoning that shaitan is giving, is that don't spend on others. You'll need it sometime in the future. So Allah ta'ala understands. He's the one that created us. He understands our anatomy. He understands our thinking. He understands our physiology. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands our psycho, how our mind works, and what thinking and what the whispering of shaitan is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat is saying that whatever good you spend, Allah will replace it. That fear you got that you're going to give it away and now you won't have it for the future, Allah is saying, you give, He will replace it. Automatically that is taken care of. Now if a person really has tawakkul in Allah ta'ala, trust in Allah ta'ala, he knows that Allah ta'ala will replace it. Will he find it hard to give? Actually he'll find it very, very easy to give. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. When it comes to a person spending on his self, then he finds it very easy. Let's give you one or two quick examples. A person is going for Umrah with himself and his family. So now if he spends 200,000, 250,000, it's easy. Why he's spending it on himself? But if his brothers or his brother's children or some family member needs an operation for 100,000, how hard it is to take out that 100,000 and give that person for that operation or for that medical procedure that they need. It's very difficult, but to spend that 250,000 and 300,000 on one's own self is very easy. When a person is going to buy a car, for example, they tell him this extra is costing 20,000, that extra is 10,000, this extra is 15,000. He thinks about it, he says, but you know what, I'm going to be using this car. So let me spend all the extras on the car. It becomes easy for him to spend. Why? He's spending on his self. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us in this ayat of the Quran another antidote. This thought and this desire that spending on ourselves is easy, spending on others is hard. In this ayat, Allah ta'ala is saying, whatever you spend from your wealth, it is for yourself. It is for yourself. You're spending on someone else. Allah is saying, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ. It's actually that you are spending for yourself. So when nafs and shaitan is telling you that how can you spend on others, rather you be spending on yourself, we got to tell shaitan, this is what Allah Ta'ala is saying, that whatever you spend on others, you're actually spending it for yourself. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا. Why spending it for yourself? Is that Allah Ta'ala will replace it, number one. Number two is the rewards of it Allah Ta'ala will give you, will give us. To such an extent that when a person, the last regret that he'll have, it comes in the ayat of the Quran, that لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّهُ. Then when a person passes away, he'll wish that he does, there's an opportunity to do a little bit more good deeds. And from one of the things, he'll tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, a little bit more life, please, just a little bit more life. What I want to do is I want to give sadaqah. I want to give sadaqah. Now he'll realize that the sadaqah is such a important thing, and the sadaqah has such a great place in Islam, and there's so much of reward for sadaqah. He'll only realize it at the time of death. All this while you think, I'll need the money, I'll need the money, I'll need the money. Although he's got so much of money, but the thought always comes, no, I'll need the money. At the time when he's hitting debt, he'll realize, you know, what reward there is for sadaqah, why did I waste this time? So one of the regrets he'll have to such an extent, that just give me a little bit more time, I can quickly go and do those transfers, and go get the sadaqah done, I can give the charity. Kalla, never ever, it will never ever happen. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, this ayat is saying that whatever you spend, it's for yourself. Tell yourself that also. This is what Allah is saying, that I'm spending it on myself. As long as you spend it to seek the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. There's one proviso here, is that when you are spending, you're spending it for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, then it's as though you are spending it on yourself. And whatever you spend, the next part of this ayat, whatever you spend in charity, you shall receive it in full, and you will not be oppressed in the least. In other words, whatever you gave, Allah Ta'ala will give it back to you in full. And not only in full, much, much more. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah Ta'ala will increase for whoever He wishes. So this is what we need to keep telling ourselves. It becomes easy for us to give charity. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Now one more thought will come into the mind. It is possible. Allah Ta'ala says, well, it is possible that we're giving here, giving there. Sometimes it's being unrecognized. Nobody knows about it. We're giving it so quietly. This ayat also tells us when the desire comes that we need to advertise our charity little, but let's tell people what we're doing. Let us go and expose it and let us show people that we're giving so much. That desire might come in the mind. This ayat of the Quran is the antidote for that. That whatever good you do, surely Allah Ta'ala knows about it. Allah knows about it. That is the antidote. You don't need to advertise to anybody. We are doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows about it. The moment we go and advertise to people, then that ikhlas and sincerity, doing it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, is lost. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. See how beautiful this ayat of the Quran actually is a cure for that greed that we have in ourselves and that desire to hold back and hoard. These are the things we need to tell ourselves. That we are spending, yes, but we are spending on ourselves. We mustn't underestimate that. The ayat is saying that we're spending on ourselves. And the other first ayat we did, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. And we're spending, it's going to be replaced. So don't doubt that. Allah Ta'ala, in whichever way He does and He wants to, He will replace it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.